Officials in the Florida Keys have approved a controversial plan to manage mosquito-borne diseases by poisoning the bug's gene pool. Members of the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District voted last week to approve the release of mosquitoes that have been genetically modified so the only viable offspring they produce are males. Only female mosquitoes bite humans, so supporters say it is a way of controlling the spread of diseases like dengue, Zika, and yellow fever without using pesticides. For more, we're joined by Phil Goodman, Commissioner and Chairman of the Board of the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District. He's in Cudjoe Key. Commissioner, this is scheduled to start next year. What's your goal?
Well, what we would like to do would be to eradicate the mosquito-borne diseases brought by the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which is our public enemy number one here, which is the Zika, the dengue fever, the yellow fever, and the diseases you mentioned. We would love to be able to eradicate that, and that's our goal. In order to do that, you need to eliminate at least 90% of those mosquitoes to prevent local transmission, and that's our goal, to be able to do that. So we're really excited about having this opportunity.
Are you worried about unintended consequences of doing that, of releasing these genetically modified mosquitoes into the population?
No. We have been studying this for 10 years here within the mosquito control. You know, I'm a scientist. We have a big team of scientists within our mosquito control district here in the Florida Keys. We have gone through all types of regulatory evaluations. All of the people who are against this, they raised a lot of questions. They presented those to the regulators, specifically the EPA. The EPA looked at everything and put it in writing, answered every objection, and without exception, they found that none of these objections really held water, and that, you know, there was no impact, no negative impact on health, human life, wildlife, including endangered species, or the environment here in the Florida Keys.
So one of the critics, and this plan does have many critics, one of them is J.D. Hansen of the Center for Food Safety, who called this a Jurassic Park experiment. We remember in the movie Jurassic Park, they bred all the dinosaurs to be female, and Jeff Goldblum's character has the famous line. He says, you know, life will find a way. You can't stop it. What about that? What's your response to that?
Well, you know, we heard a lot of Jurassic Park type fear-mongering, basically, in my opinion. I think, you know, some people are just, in some organizations, are just against any type of genetically modified organism, no matter what it is. So they're automatically against it. In my opinion, it's a rather small but very vocal minority that are against this. And but by going through the regulatory process, we've been able to mitigate these objections, and we feel like this is a very safe process.
Well, just to give our listeners some context, though, more than 235,000 people have signed a petition online opposing this plan. They say the company that developed this genetically modified mosquito, Oxitec, wants to treat people like human experiments. Do you expect lawsuits to come?
There could be. And you know, most of the people that signed the petition, you know, this was a written petition that had all kinds of erroneous information on it. And very few people from Florida and the Florida Keys actually participated in this. So, you know, there may be lawsuits, but, you know, we have all the approvals from everybody, in my opinion, that really matters. But, you know, we have to do something. The biggest fear here is dengue fever and all these diseases that this mosquito carries, not the Oxitec, genetically modified mosquito.
Well, what does it feel like to be fighting against diseases like dengue fever and Zika in this way in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, you know, we have to be able to do, you know, we didn't ask for this second virus to be here, but since it is, we have to address it, and we're addressing it every day. But, you know, we're very prone, you know, the Florida Keys, we're the undisputed hotspot of the mosquito-borne diseases in this country. And, you know, there are no vaccines, there are no therapeutic treatments. The only thing that you can do to control these diseases is to eliminate this mosquito. And like I said, you know, the biggest fear here is dengue fever and the fact that this board may not have acted, but we did act. And so we're ready to defend ourselves, and we think we did the right thing for the people of the Florida Keys.
And you think that this is a safer option than just spraying pesticides all over the place?
That's correct. You know, mosquitoes killing mosquitoes. This is what got my attention in the beginning. You know, what a novel idea. You know, I'm a chemist. I spent my entire career in the chemical industry. And the chemicals that we use for mosquito control are no longer effective against this mosquito. We're not going to be able to spray our way out of these diseases with traditional technologies. So we have to find new tools. And right now, you know, the sterile insect technique, which is this is one, really the only thing that's out there. There are no new chemicals on the horizon that will help us solve these problems. Thankfully, there are companies like Oxitec willing to invest in new technologies to give us hope for the future.
That is Phil Goodman, who is commissioner of the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District, joining us from Cudjoe Key in Florida. Phil Goodman, thank you.
Thank you very much.